Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club from the Veg Grower Podcast. As you know, my name is Richard. I'm excited to be here with you this evening, and I've had such a great weekend. Now, first of all, where shall I start? First of all, what have I been up to this weekend? So, yesterday morning, I interviewed Charles Dowding for the podcast. That's coming out a week's time. Really, really looking forward to this one because I've wanted Charles on the podcast for quite a while. Just haven't been able to get him on. Not for any other reason. Just haven't been able to get or make contact to ask him. And his publishers actually contacted me to get him on, and I'm so pleased. We had a great conversation. He did ask to come a little bit early, but I didn't get the message in time. So we had an appointment booked for 10. He came on the first thing. He sort of said, I hope it's only going to be sort of half hour, not an hour, which was a little bit awkward, but he was pleasant about it. And as it was, we did about a 20-minute recording, and I'm really, really looking forward to this one. And I came out of it really inspired again. I did a bit of gardening yesterday here at home, tidying up and sowing seeds and what have you, all of which you'll hear about on the podcast. And then today I've been Seedy Sunday, which is a seed swap in Brighton. Quite often hear me talking about it. I have been going for a number of years. Last year was very different because it was really in a very much smaller circumstance. Obviously with COVID and everything, it's been a bit difficult to do over the last couple of years. But what I saw today, you can really tell COVID is, and the cost of living has caused a problem. There was not as many stalls. It was not as big, but they made the best of it. The seed swap was really good. Quite a few tables, really accessible as well. It was much easier to go and get some seeds and see what you wanted. But the market hall downstairs really did suffer. Apparently, a lot of the normal people who sell their wares, this could be sea potatoes, for example, couldn't justify the cost of the petrol to go to it. So really did bring home to us just how much this cost of living crisis is causing problems, and certainly did make you rethink and what have you. I've said this cost of living is going to cause problems, this cost of living crisis, and it was very, very apparent today just how much it is going on. But I sat in on a few talks, one about seed saving, which I'm sort of going through this thing at the moment of, do we start saving our seeds again, followed on from this talk. I have saved seeds in the past, and I am trying to be as self-sufficient as possible. So I'm thinking this year we might, and this tallies up with the cost of living crisis really, start trying to save some of our own seeds. So what we need to do is let seeds go really ripe. So we want to let's say carrots, we want to let those flower and produce seeds. Parsnips flower and produce seeds. Beans, we want them to go really dry and then save the seeds, same as peas. Tomatoes, really ripe. Chilies, really ripe, so that we can save the seeds from all these plants. It's going to be a tricky one, but I think it's something that we can then do. And then, of course, we've got to make sure they are completely dry when they go into storage, which is going to be quite a challenge on itself. But I think it can be done, and this is something I think we could all be trying. There was talk, and it gave me an idea of perhaps trying to do a seed swap, but the logistics, I've tried doing this online seed swap before, the logistics just make it really, really tricky. So we'll think about it, but there's nothing stopping anybody from swapping seeds within the group. It's just on your own contact is the risk. Of course, we have got the forums on the website if you ever log in and check out the forums. I know they don't get used that much, but they are there, and they are ways that we can share and chat to other like members. So that might be something you want to look at if you do want to get into your log into your account and chat in the forums. I'm very, very nearly got rid of the forums, but this is keeping them running for the time being. Forums are really difficult to try and police and keep nice and family friendly, shall we say. In fact, I have got to spend some time on the forums moderating. Added to that, then we saw Charles Dowden again. He was doing a talk, and again, I came out of that talk feeling really inspired. Now, Charles Dowden is a very passionate food grower. He has a market gardener, as he calls himself. So he grows food to sell at a market. But his garden looks pristine, obviously no dig. Doesn't actually make much money from the market garden. It pays for the wages for his staff, but doesn't really make much money. He makes his money more from everything else he does, which is scary because that just goes to show the value of food. But yeah, again, he was sharing pictures, and I came away from it thinking, you know, all those pictures of nice, lush vegetables. They're probably done for the camera, of course, but you come away from it, yeah, that's what I want my garden to look like. Full of vegetables, full of looking nice and luscious. So, yeah, that's what we're really aiming for this year, as well as tackling the cost of living crisis. So a lot of fun going on, to say the least. And I really enjoy going to these seed swaps to get inspired. This one today, Lee Connolly, Skinny Jean Garner, he came with me and he said that, you know, this is the first show of the season. It always sort of feels like it kicks off the season because in a couple of weeks we've got a press event and then it's all the other garden shows start rolling in. So this seed swap just seems right to get involved. Now, obviously, I know not many of you are near my area, so it's very much based on my experience. But if there are seed swaps going on in your local area, then please do go and get involved. Now, I haven't sown any seeds today, obviously, because of being out all day. That's not a problem. We're gonna really crack on with sowing the seeds over these next few weeks, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to update you. The cauliflowers that we sowed end of January, they have germinated or started to show signs of life. They're very, very young still, but I think soon we're going to be able to prick those out and pot them into individual pots. And the rhubarb, that is all grown, all germinated. It's still a little bit weak, so we're letting it grow on in the kitchen and we'll see where it gets on. So, yeah, lots going on here. This is going to be a bit of a short podcast tonight because I really had a good weekend, but I'm absolutely knackered, as I'm sure you can imagine. I will be back on Thursday with a bit more to talk about, and I'm going to be sowing some seeds on Thursday. I'm not sure which ones I'm going to sow yet, so something to look forward to. Right, guys, well, you take care. I'll speak to you all again next time.